The Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, has stopped the clock on the approval process for the $6.5 billion Alpha coal mine in Queensland. The project has already been approved by the Queensland Coordinator General, but Mr. Burke says the approval process undertaken by Queensland is shambolic and has failed to take into consideration some basic environmental concerns. The state government had called on the minister to give final federal approval within 30 days, but Mr. Burke says he can't meet that deadline, as Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane reports.
Last Tuesday, Queensland's Coordinator General gave the green light to the Alpha Project for the first coal mine for the state's Galilee Basin. The development's run by Hancock Coal, which is 79% owned by GVK and 21% owned by Gina Rinehart. Over the past week, the state and federal governments have argued about the final approval process, and last night Queensland gave the Federal Environment Minister 30 days to make his final decision. This morning, Tony Burke announced he couldn't agree to that demand.
Well, if I did that, I'd be making a decision that was not an informed decision, which would be environmentally retrograde, and which would almost certainly provide the company with no certainty because of the likelihood of it being thrown out in court subsequently. With this in mind, I am today stopping the clock on the process which has been given to us by the Queensland Government.
The Federal Environment Minister says the Queensland Coordinator General's report on the Alpha Project is below standard and a dud. Mr. Burke says the assessment failed to factor in basic questions about the environmental impacts of the project on the Queensland coastline.
In the Coordinator General's report, it says that you don't need to take account that you can't find in the affected area dugongs, turtles, dolphins or whales. They are, in fact, all there. There is, in fact, a turtle nesting site where turtles are seen at Abbott Point. We have a situation where it's not simply the highly technical work that hasn't been done properly. The basics, the absolute basics that you would require for a decent level of oversight of a project has been left abysmally short. Just a hopeless level of work from the Queensland Government.
Mr. Burke has threatened to strip Queensland of its power to make joint decisions about environmental projects. He's writing to the Queensland Government today, asking it for reasons why he shouldn't go ahead with that threat.
I want a streamlined approach. I don't want a shambolic joke. And that is what Queensland is wanting me to accept. I don't have the level of trust in the Queensland Government, which I wish I had. But I cannot trust them with Queensland jobs. I cannot trust them with the Great Barrier Reef, and that's why I'll be taking the action that I've described today.
Mr. Burke says the companies behind the project are now dealing directly with his department about what work needs to be done to ensure the environmental assessment is thorough and beyond doubt. He hopes a final decision can be made before the end of the year. Today's development comes after a week of argy-bargy over the project, and Mr. Burke says flip-flopping by Queensland on what approval process it will follow. The state's Deputy Premier, Jeff Seeney.
The actions of the Federal Minister, Tony Burke, last week were unbecoming of a Federal Minister. They were unbecoming of a Minister in a Federal Government. They would be unbecoming of a Minister in any Government. They would be unbecoming of any politician who was concerned about the future of Queensland and concerned about the future of Australia.
Mr. Seeney says most of the work conducted by the state's Coordinator General was actually completed while Labor still had power in Queensland.
Sabra Lane, our Chief Political Correspondent.